是读出这几次的经文。
让我们一起来读今天讲到的经文。
马太福音的第二十二章十五节。
马太福音的第二十二章十五到二十二节。
当时法利赛人出去商议，怎样就着耶稣的话陷害他，就打发他们的门徒同希律党的人去见耶稣说：夫子，我们知道你是诚实人，并且诚诚实实传神的道，什么人你都不倾情面，因为你不看人的外貌。请告诉我们，你的意见如何？悦纳我脚戒所可以不可以？耶稣看出他们的恶意，就说：假冒为善的人啊，为什么试探我？拿一个上税的钱给我看。他们就拿一个银钱来给他。耶稣说：这像和这号是谁的？他们说：是该杀的。耶稣说：这样，该杀的物当归给该杀，神的物当归给神。他们听见就稀奇，离开他走了。今日为我哋正道嘅就系张雅各牧师。
今天为我们正道的是张雅各牧师。
翻译系宋世君姊妹。
翻译是宋世君姐妹。
Nice to be back.
很高兴又回到这里。
I feel it's ages since I have shared the gospel with you guys in the Chinese section.
我觉得离上次在中文堂做分享已经有很久了。
I've been mostly in Alive.
我一般呢都是在 Alive 里面讲到。
But since I was here last time, Bochi and I have become voluntary co-workers of NCCC.
自从上次我在这里讲到以后呢，我和宝珠师母已经成为我们北欧华人教会的义工了。
We felt the calling to come here in our hearts.
我们在内心深处感受到了神对我们的呼召。
And then we also received a calling from the church council.
然后呢，我们也收到了教会的长执会的电话
so,
邀请。
When we have two callings, one from inside and one from outside, we feel very sure we should come. We didn't dare not to come.
既然我们既收到了外部的，又收到内部的邀请，那么我们就是非常确认我们要来，而且不敢不来。
So, we're here almost every Sunday.
所以几乎每一个星期日我们都在这里。
We are commuting from Larvik to Oslo in the weekend.
在周末呢，我们就在拉维克和奥斯陆之间往返。
And we are now living in the flat where Glenn and Ivy lived.
目前呢，我们就住在之前 Ivy 和 Glenn 居住的那一套公寓里面。
However, this is very temporary. Soon we will move into another flat.
当然，这只是暂时的，很快我们会搬家到另外一个公寓里面去。
So for us, it's like commuting to the cabin in the city in the weekends.
对我们来说呢，就好像周末要去城里的度假屋。
We have a lot of space in Larvik.
我们在 Larvik 呢，房子挺大的。
So the cabin, the house, the flat in Torshov feels like a cabin.
所以呢，土寿的这个房子感觉就像度假小屋。
But it's very nice to see that when we go back on Sunday afternoon to Larvik or Monday, we see all the cars coming back to Oslo. Long, long queue.
星期天下午或者星期一早晨，我们开车回 Larvik 的时候呢，就看到那个车啊堵着要进奥斯陆。
So I'm very happy I'm not in that queue.
所以我就很高兴我不在那边堵车。
But I pity those people who live in Oskid. Coming on a Monday morning in car.
不过呢，我为那些住在阿斯哥的人非常感到遗憾，他们每个星期一早晨要来奥斯陆。
We have to sell our house in Larvik.
我们呢要卖掉我们在 Larvik 的房子。
It's a long process.
这是一个很长的过程。
And Larvik is a cheap place to live.
Larvik 呢是一个生活成本比较低的地方。
So, and Oslo is probably the most expensive in Norway.
奥斯陆可能是在挪威最贵的城市了。
So it's going to take some time to move completely.
所以呢，这会要花一段时间，我完全的搬到奥斯陆来。
Since I am old, 71 years old, I have to do things slowly.
既然我已经71岁了，所以呢，我做事情要慢一点。
You can help us to pray for this process of moving because it's a lot of work.
也请大家为我们的这个搬家的过程祷告，因为真的是有很多的事情要做。
We have heard the text being read today.
我们已经听到了今天我们要讲到的经文。
And let me give you a little challenge.
现在呢，让我给你们一个小小的挑战。
Can you, see from the text where and why I have, chosen this topic?
从这个经文里面，你能猜到为什么我今天要讲这个主题吗？
Keep a balance in your life.
在生活当中保持平衡。
Why have I chosen it? Do you remember the text now? Can you guess why anyone dare to say anything?
你们还记得刚才我们阅读的经文吗？有没有人可以猜一猜为什么今天我要讲这个主题？
Nobody dares. Yes. Good. To me, the balance is about giving Caesar what is Caesar and God what is God's.
对我来说呢，这是告诉我们，凯撒的呢就要归给凯撒，神的呢就是归给神。
Let's explore the text a little bit.
让我们一起来进一步的研究经文。
You probably know that the Pharisees belong to a special group of people.
也许你们知道法利赛人呢是一个非常特殊的群体。
They were well-known legal experts.
他们是非常著名的律法的专家。
They knew the law of Moses and prided themselves in following it.
他们非常了解摩西的律法，而且呢引以为豪。
Sometimes they probably felt a little bit too proud of themselves, at least some of them.
有时候也许有些人呢就特别的骄傲了。
They thought they were better than others.
他们觉得自己比别人都好。
They did not like Jesus.
他们可不喜欢耶稣。
And the reason for this was that they probably saw him as a threat to their own power and influence.
原因呢可能是他们认为耶稣对他们的威信他们的权柄有一定的威胁。
Jesus taught another type of law.
耶稣教导了我们另一种律法。
Rather than following the letter of the law, Jesus felt law was the most important.
不是逐字逐句的来根据律法做事，而是以爱比遵守律法的条文更为重要。
In the final decision, mercy and kindness and love was more important than rules.
在最终的决定中，怜悯、仁慈和爱比律法更为重要。
And because they were enemies of Jesus, they joined forces with another group who also did not like Jesus.
因为他们是耶稣的敌人，所以呢，他们和另外一个群体，也不喜欢耶稣的群体，联合了起来。
That group was called the Herodians.
他们呢就是希律人。
Herod was a king. Was a king.
希律呢是当时的王。
The hated Roman occupiers of Israel had installed him as a king, so he was the Roman's man.
那些令人憎恨的以色列的罗马占领者拥立他为王，所以他是他们的人。
And most of Israel saw this king as a kind of a traitor.
大部分的以色列人把这个王呢看作是一个叛徒。
Something like Quisling, who worked with the Germans when they occupied Norway in 1940-45.
就如同在1940年到1945年的时候呢，Quisling, 他们当时挪威的叛徒和德国的占领军是有合作的。
The Pharisees probably hated the Herodians too.
法利赛人其实也不喜欢希律党人的。
Because supporting the king was bad.
因为支持这个王呢是一件不好的事情。
But both groups probably disliked Jesus even more than they disliked each other.
但是这两个群体呢，他们虽然彼此憎恨，但是呢，他们更加恨耶稣。
So having a common enemy made them cooperate.
因为他们有共同的敌人，就使得他们团结在一起了。
And that's why they had made this plan to trap Jesus and give him serious trouble.
这是为什么呢？他们就计划了这个陷阱，一个圈套，要来陷害耶稣。
The trap was easy to see.
这个圈套其实是显然易见的。
They would ask him a difficult question.
他们要问耶稣一个非常难的问题。
So that everyone could hear his answer.
所以呢，大家都可以听到耶稣的答案。
The question itself was very simple. Should you pay tax to the emperor?
这个问题本身非常简单。我们要不要向国王纳税？
Emperor is Caesar, of course.
那当时的皇帝呢，就是凯撒，当然。
And they flattered Jesus to make him feel good before they asked.
而且呢，他们奉承了耶稣，在他们提出那个非常难的问题之前。
They told him he had a lot of integrity and wasn't afraid to speak the truth to anyone.
他们说，夫子，我们知道你是诚实人，并且诚诚实实地传神的道，什么人你都不逊情面，因为你不看人的外貌。
Caesar, the emperor, was the top leader of all Romans.
凯撒呢是当时罗马人的首领。
You were actually supposed to worship him as a god.
当时的人是因为要像敬拜神一样来敬拜他的。
Something the Jews and the Christians could not do.
这是当时的犹太人和基督徒都是不能做的事情。
God is the only one to be worshipped.
因为神是他们唯一可以敬拜的。
If Jesus said yes to paying tax to the emperor, then people in Israel would despise him.
如果耶稣说要向凯撒来交税的话，那当时的人可能会鄙视他。
If he said no, he could be arrested and maybe even lose his life.
如果他说不向他纳税的话，那可能他会被捕，甚至被判死刑。
At least prison.
至少是被捕，关进监狱。
Getting taxes out of the places that the Roman occupied was very important for them.
对于罗马人来说，得到税收是非常重要的。
It was a way to expand their empire, and it was a way to have money and power to control it.
这是他们维持他们统治的一种方式，也是他们继续扩张的经济来源。
But we knew that Jesus saw their trap.
但是耶稣当然看到了他们的这个圈套。
So he used a coin with the image of the emperor to tell them.
所以他用了一个有着凯撒头像的硬币来告诉他们。
Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's.
把凯撒的归凯撒的给凯撒，归于神的，还给神。
That was surprising.Both to the Pharisees and the Herodians and the people.
这对于当时的法利赛人，还有希律人和所有的人来说，都是一个非常惊讶、令人惊讶的答案。
Why was that so surprising?
为什么那么让人惊讶呢？
It was the fact that the emperor had the right to something too.
事实上，皇帝也是有些权利的。
It's a bit like if you have Ukrainian friends to insist that Putin has some rights and dignity too.
这就如同你对你的乌克兰的朋友说，普京也是有他的权利的。
As I said before, most Israelites saw the emperor and the Romans as enemies.
就如同我刚才提到的，当时的以色列人是把那个皇帝作为敌人的。
He represented the face of the oppressor.
他代表了压迫者的。
The foreign government who had taken their freedom away.
那个剥夺了他们自由权利的外国政府。
And forced them to fund his aggression around the world with their money.
而且逼迫他们资助他在世界各地的侵略。
Yet he had the right to something too.
然而即使这样一个皇帝，他仍然是有权利的。
Roman as foreigners also had been created in the image of God. God also loved them.
罗马人也是按照 神的旨意创造的，神也爱他们。
The Roman authorities were also responsible for keeping the peace in Israel.
罗马政府也仍然维持着以色列的和平。
And maintain any services that existed.
并且维持当时现有的服务。
But it's very hard to understand and to accept that God loves even your enemies and those you don't like.
但是这是一个令人难以接受的事实，那就是神也爱你的敌人，你不喜欢的那些人。
But there it is. Occupiers, governments you don't like, people you feel is bad, and even those groups and even your enemies have rights.
但事实就是这样，占领人，你不喜欢的政府，你不喜欢的人，所有的这些团体，甚至你的敌人，都是有他们的权利的。
They are not all bad, and they are not all useless.
他们并不是都是坏的，而且他们也并不是都是无用的。
To respect your opponents, your enemies, and their rights in each society is actually part of what makes democracies work.
尊重你的对手，你的敌人。以及他们在每个社会中的权利，其实是民主制度运作的一个部分。
There are lots of examples of democratically elected governments who have fallen into the trap of not respecting the ones they took power from.
有很多民主选举而产生的政府，他们并不尊重。
There could be many. Sorry.
他们并不尊重那些下台的政党。
There could be many reasons for this, of course, and I'm just touching the surface here.
当然，其中的原因有很多，我现在只是说一些表面的事情。
It's complicated.
这是非常复杂的问题。
Just remember, minorities have rights too.
但是你们要记得，即使是那些少数的人，他们也是有他们的权利的。
As a Chinese minority in Norway, you have rights too.
作为在挪威的少数民族，你们也是有你们的权利的。
And of course, if you're a citizen, you have all the rights.
当然，如果你们已经是挪威公民了，那你有所有的权利。
Welcome.
欢迎。
You have rights and responsibilities.
你们既有权利，也有义务。
Whether you are a Norwegian citizen or not.
无论你是不是挪威公民。
Of course, if you are a citizen, you have more responsibility.
当然，如果你是一个公民的话，那么你就有更多的义务了。
Now we talked about give Caesar what is Caesar's.
那我们现在讲到现在呢，就是都在讲给凯撒。
The other side of the question is very good too.
问题的另外一部分呢，也是同样非常有意思的。
What belongs to God?
给神，什么是属于神的呢？
You can also ask yourself the other way, what does not belong to God?
你们也可以用另外一种形式来问自己，什么是不属于神的？
And that was the genius part of Jesus' answer, I feel.
我觉得这是耶稣回答当中最巧妙的地方了。
Everything belongs to God.
所有的都是属于神的。
Caesar belongs to God, the money you give to Caesar belongs to God, the world, the whole universe, everything belongs to God.
凯撒自己也是属于神的，我们给凯撒交的税也是属于神的。
You and me
整个世界，整个宇宙都是属于神的。
You and me belong to God.
你和我都是属于神的。
All the resources that he has given to us belongs to God, actually.
所有他给我们的资源其实都是属于神的。
So, in a sense, what people gave to Caesar actually belonged to God.
所以呢，就是说，那些人给凯撒的同样属于神。
At least as long as Caesar functioned as a government and took care of people.
至少呢，只要凯撒作为政府和皇帝发挥作用，照顾当地的人民。
I mentioned before that this sermon was supposed to be about the balance in your life.
我刚才说过，今天我的讲道的主题呢，是关于我们在生活当中的平衡。
Of course, it's much deeper than just paying taxes.
当然，这要比交税要来的深刻的多了。
Or see the needs of your opponents.
或者呢，只是看到你的对手的需要。
You can interpret it in a much wider sense.
你可以从一个更广泛的意义上面来理解这个主题。
We should all take part in caring for the world as well as for the kingdom of God.
我们都应该关心而且参与这个世界和神的天国。
We should take care of the world because it belongs to God.
我们应该要关心这个世界，因为世界是属于神的。
God has put us into the world and we cannot just ignore it because it belongs to Him.
神把我们放在这个世界里面，我们不能来忽视这个重要的事实。
We cannot ignore politics. We cannot ignore the government in which we, in the environment in which we live. We know we have a responsibility to care of the world in many, many ways.
我们不能忽视政治，我们也不能忽视我们生活的环境。我们知道我们有责任以各种各样的方式来照顾这个世界。
And to give God what is God's is actually also to take care of our spiritual needs.
把属于神的归给神，其实也是一种，我们的属灵的生活的一个部分。
And we must take care of His kingdom.
就如同是在为神的天国服务一样。
I wanted to talk to you about having a balance in your life. How do you get it?
我想跟你谈谈生活的平衡，如何取得这个平衡。
And I made three main points. I'm going to show the points hopefully at the end. Yeah.Yeah, here that come already. Very good.
我呢要讲三点，这三点呢，就是现在在大屏幕上，非常好。
The first is a search for God's will in your life.
第一点就是在你生命中寻求神的旨意。
Don't lose sight of heaven in your life.
不要忽视你生命中的天国。
Once you have accepted Christ, you are on safe ground.
一旦你接受了耶稣，你就处于安全之地了。
You are on the winning team.
你是在一个获胜的队伍里面。
Do you remember what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:54?
你们还记得保罗在哥林多前书第十五章五十四节里面说的吗？
That, I don't remember it, but I have written it down here. So,
其实我不记得，但是我写下来了。
Death has swallowed up.Death has been swallowed up in a victory.
死被得胜吞灭。
But thanks to God, He gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神，他通过耶稣给了我们得胜。
Our faith in God includes that He is an eternal God.
我们对、
啊、Our faith in God, yeah.
我们在神的信心里面，他是一个永恒的神。
And we are also going to be eternal with him.
我们也会通过他得到永生。
Because Jesus has conquered death.
因为耶稣已经战胜了死亡。
We also get the part of eternal life with God.
我们他和神一起得到永生。
I believe that the day you made the decision to follow Jesus Christ in your life,You got onto the winning team.
我相信在你接受耶稣的那一天，你就来到了得胜的队伍里面。
The team that cannot lose.
这个队伍是不可能失败的。
Because death has been conquered.
因为死亡已经被战胜了。
Jesus already have won the final battle.
耶稣已经为我们战胜了最后的仗。
In today's society, it seems that some churches have forgotten about eternity.
在当今的社会里面，一些教会好像忘记了永生。
They seem to be talking about how to make the life better here and now, here and now, here and now, and yeah.
他们总是在说怎样让我们今时今日生活更加好，更加好。
Nobody disagrees with that, of course.
当然，没有人否定他们的这个观点。
Having a better and better life is good.
有越来越的好好的生活，当然是好的。
But if you only think about that, you lose the focus of eternity.
但是如果你只想今时今日的话，那你就对永生，你就忘记了永生。
Maybe you are young, so you don't think about eternity very much.
也许你们还很年轻，不怎么想永生的事情。
But I'm old, so I start to think about it more and more.
但是因为我年纪大了，所以越来越多的想这个问题。
You know, when you are 71, you start going to more and more funerals of people you know well.
当你到了71岁的时候，你可能要去参加很多你认识的朋友的葬礼。
Well, it's a funeral, no matter how old or young you are, also always is an encounter with your own mortality.
在一个葬礼上，无论你是年轻的还是年长的，这都是面对自己的作为一个会死的人的一个面临死亡的一个时刻。
Yeah, but remember, death is also the door to eternity.
但是也一定要记得，其实死亡是通向永生的那扇门。
I like the statement. He or she has passed out of time.
我很喜欢这个讲法，就是说这个人过世了。
To me, that means eternity and to be with God.
这对我来说，就是他已经进入了永生，与神同在了。
So keep eternity and your salvation in focus.
所以记得，我们是有永生的，而且我们得到了救赎。
It will help you when you handle money, and it will help you when you handle worries.
这对于你们来面对生活当中金钱的问题和各种的焦虑都是非常有帮助的。
Because our life and worries are a blip on eternity, nothing.
因为我们现在的生活，现在的焦虑，从永生的角度来看，不过是一个瞬间而已。
More on the balance.
现在让我们回到平衡这个问题上来。
While you are here, what is God calling you to do?
当你们在这里的时候，神叫你做什么呢？
Well, you should live a decent life.
当然我们要过上体面的生活。
Follow the Ten Commandments.
遵从十诫。
But we should also take time to evaluate our life.
但是我们也应该用点时间来看到，来审视我们的生活。
Are we in the right place according to God's will?
根据神的旨意，我们是不是在我们该在的地方呢？
My main calling has been to serve God by reaching out to Chinese.
我最主要的呼召就是根据神的旨意向华人传道。
And I've been doing that since about 1980.
我从80年代开始就一直在做这件事情。
About 40 years.
40年了。
And I'm still here.
我今天仍然在这里。
God has given me a calling, and so far he hasn't taken it away.
神给了我一个呼召，到目前为止他还没有把这个呼召拿回去。
Maybe God gave me a holiday in Larvik.
也许神给我在Larvik 一个假期。
And I'm also a pastor, but I'm not going to say that being a pastor is the only or most important place to serve God.
我也是一个牧师，但是我不会说牧师是侍奉神的最高的职位。
Because it's not.
因为这不是。
A carpenter, a plumber, or a waiter, or a boss in a company also have a role to play in God's kingdom.
木匠、水管工、服务员，或者是大公司的大老板，他们在神的创造中也扮演着重要的角色。
And once they know that they are responsible for how they play their role according to the will of God, their role becomes interesting, no matter where it is.
一旦他们意识到他们在神的计划当中扮演了一个非常重要的角色，那么他们属事的角色也会变得非常有意思。
All people can tell people about Jesus.
所有的人都可以向别人传讲耶稣。
Actually, maybe it's more efficient when you people who are not pastors tell people about Jesus than when I do it.
而且可能你们并不是牧师向别人传讲耶稣的时候，这个效果要比我作为一个牧师跟别人讲效果更好。
Pastors are paid to talk about Jesus to people.
因为牧师是拿了工钱去跟别人传讲耶稣的。
So, I'd love to say that the most important job of the pastor is not to share the gospel.
所以我往往跟人家讲，牧师最重要的工作并不是传福音。
And that sounds strange, doesn't it?
这听上去很奇怪，是不是？
But what is the pastor's most important job then?
那么牧师最重要的工作究竟是什么呢？
The pastor's most important job is to help other people share the gospel.
牧师最重要的工作是帮助人去传讲福音。
Okay, so how to know God's will in your life?
那么如何知道神对你生命的旨意呢？
I believe he has a plan for everyone.
我相信神对每一个人都是有计划的。
There is no way other way than to pray God to ask him to show you.
除了向神祈祷，让他来向你启示之外，没有其他的方法了。
Try new ways to serve him. You can also try new ways to serve God.
你也可以试图用其他的方式来侍奉神。
Or what motivates you most is usually the best way you can serve too.
最让你感到精神振奋的，也许往往就是最适合你来侍奉神的方式。
And now to the second step.
那现在让我们来看看第二步。
Think through and understand what commitments God has given you.
思考并理解上帝对你来有了什么样的承诺。
I always like to divide my life into three parts.
我总是喜欢把我的生活分成三个部分。
Family, work and church.
家庭、工作和教会。
And family is...something we all have, whether we are married or not, we have a mother and father, and we can also include friends in that group.
家庭是我们每个人都有的，无论你有没有结婚，因为我们都有爸爸妈妈，而且从广义的角度上来考虑的话，这还包括了我们的朋友。
The family needs time.
但是家庭也是需要时间来照顾的。
They all need our love and care.
他们都需要我们的爱，我们的关心。
And then church, of course, we should take our part in church.
然后是教会，当然我们都应该在教会里面侍奉。
Church is for being served. It's also a place where we serve both ways.
在教会里面，我们得到很多服务，与此同时，我们也应该侍奉。这是一个。两个管道的。
Church does not happen by itself. It doesn't have its activities and live by its own motor.
教会并不是说它所有的这些活动会自动发生的，没有一个引擎在那边自动的来运作整个教会。
We are all motors in the church.
我们所有的人都是在教会当中一个组成部分。
And I don't need to say that we need to do our work well.
当然我也就不用再说了，我们都应该把我们的工作做好，无论我们的职务是什么。
So do the planning.
所以呢，要
keep your life on the right track and in balance.
所以你们要做计划，让你的生活在神的轨道上保持平衡。
It is complicated stuff.
这是一个非常复杂的事情。
We all need to think through three things.
我们都需要把三件事情考虑清楚。
Which I put on the screen there.
我把它放在大屏幕上面了。
Search for God's will in your life.
寻找神对你的旨意。
Don't lose sight of heaven in your life.
不要不记得神的天堂。
While you are here, what is God calling you to do?
你们今时今日在这里，神对你的呼召是什么？
Think through and try to understand what commitments God has given to you.
仔细地考虑一下，神给了你怎样的应许。
For most Christians, life can and maybe should be divided into three parts.
对大多数的基督徒来讲
，Family, friends,
我们的生活应该分为三个部分。
Family and friends.
家庭、朋友。
Work.
工作。
Church.
教会。
And when I talk about family, I don't mean that you should only care about church and work and family. You should have a holiday too. That is included in the family concept. Okay.
当我说家庭的时候，我并不是说只是家庭、工作和教会，你们也是需要度假的。度假的那个部分属于家庭那个部分。
We all need to play.
我们都是需要玩的。
So, and you see the circle at the bottom?
你们看到在屏幕的下面有一个圆圈。
When you have done this once,
当你们做了第一次练习以后。
The points 1, 2, 3?
按照一二三的这个顺序。
You can wait a little bit.
你可以等一下。
And then you can do them again.
然后你们可以再来一次。
That's how to keep your life in balance.
这是如何让你的生活保持在一个平衡点上面。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神，
感谢神。